Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Curtis, you have unfairly characterized Aaron Rodgers as a villain.
Oh, hey man, Gronk. Please.
He is so annoying. It has nothing to do with your stance on COVID. You lied to everybody. I don't care. You want to get vaccinated? You don't, whatever.
Yeah, I think he's right there.
No. Yeah. That is, I know you guys all want to jump to that, that it's like, oh, these crazy left side, they all hate Aaron Rodgers because of COVID. Not the case. He is just an attention seeker. He is just constantly in headlines for the most annoying things. And to say like, oh, well, they didn't watch the whole clip about me wanting to get the MVP. They go on to talk about it. And he's like, well, yeah, clearly if I want to win another MVP, it means that we're playing well. So we go to Super Bowl. Yep. Not the case. You've won MVP without winning a Super Bowl.
He's talking to you and Gronk.
And here's the situation. You are, whoever you are, a collection of choices you yourself have made. That reflects how people perceive you. Whether it's the Red Sox telling fans how hard it is to win, or Aaron Rodgers trying to tell people to like him, or that he's been improperly cast by the media. Nope. There can be shades that are wrong, and certain things can be written in a sort of antagonistic way. But by and large, what we see is who you are, or at least what you want to be seen. And Aaron Rodgers is a dink.
That's my guy, Aaron Rodgers. And you could get him for short money, too, because he wants out of Green Bay. And this guy would succeed here. The whole notion, I went on this thing the other day because Curtis was like, well, I'd never be able to play in Boston. And I started naming all the athletes that had was super sensitive.
You don't think Curtis is right about that?
Oh, hell no. David Price, Josh Beckett, John Lackey.
So you would say David Price, KG, by and large.
Okay. Marshan, when he first started out, people couldn't stand them. They called him the rat. Paul Pierce, they wheeled him out in a wheelchair.
May I get a word in? Are the Red Sox? Are
I'm
the
not
Red
finished Sox, with my rant yet.
Are the Red Sox currently, or as of last year, were the Red Sox paying $20 million for David Price to
and
play in another city?
The weakest, would you say?
Yes,
or
they were.
I wouldn't say weakest, but the most nicest media people are the Patriots media and Patriots fan base. So there's no way they're crapping on
Who's
Aaron
Rodgers.
Who's the
nicest coach?
The nicest coach?
In New England.
I'd probably say Montgomery.
Okay, who's the meanest coach?
I'd say the meanest coach right now is probably... I don't know.
Bill
I'm a mean.
Stop it.
You think Bill's mean?
Wiggy.
Just because he talks to the media like...
You think Aaron Rodgers is going to sit in those Monday meetings and have Bill Belichick do a low lights of Aaron Rodgers screwing up, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, oh, Bill's just the best, so I love him. No chance.
But it's no different than a film.
Right.
Like, Shime loves the Batman franchise.
Sure do.
Aaron Rodgers is just telling you he's been painted out to be the Joker.
And that's what Belichick will say to him.
He seems more of like a penguin to me.
Greg, what do you think?
And he painted it himself.
What do I think about Aaron Rodgers? I think he's a douche.
There we go. Thank
but
you.
But I don't think
my douche.
But if he were playing here, he'd be my douche.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But I agree with what he is saying about COVID, Curtis. I think that there was a lot. He dared to not get immunized.
No. He said he did get immunized.
He felt that he was immune.
Mm-hmm.
He dared to not get the jab. And so that's why a lot of people don't like
him. But here's the issue with that.
What do you think about that?
People do not.
Hold on. What do you think about that?
I agree, by and large, that people that dislike him strongly are relating it to the illness.
Can I just finish
just one sentence?
Good job, Greg.
Because... That I disagree with him, though, Because if you're openly vague and then blame others for not fully understanding you, that's not their fault, that's yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't like him because of that. It's the same way.
They don't like him because the there were rules,
no,
but you guys
it's the same
are
way
so
with Patrick
fraudulent.
Mahomes.
No.
We people don't like Patrick Mahomes because of his brother and his wife.
Oh, my God.
It's the same reason why.
I just think Patrick Mahomes is a dink.
Right, because of his brother and his wife.
No, I've always said that Patrick
what
Mahomes
has he done?
Dink. I just think the way
you guys forget what was going on during that period.
That's the same reason why they don't like Kyrie because of his stance
please,
on
Wiggy,
COVID.
You always want to go back to Kyrie. Well, it's ridiculous.
It's a stance on COVID.
This is, you guys forget what we were living through during the time that he went up and said, I'm immunized. He wasn't.
That's his belief.
But, Wiggy, we were living in a time where NFL players had rules around what they could and couldn't do depending on what if they had the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing, saying he was immunized.
Yep.
He had different set of rules than the teammates that decided not to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. That is leading, that's being dishonest. That's lying. That's what people are upset about, not mm-hmm. whether or not he got the vaccine. Well, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a few people out there that are upset about that. The majority of people are mad about what he was able to do during a time where others were not able to do it.
What'd he do? He had a Halloween party.
He's not allowed to have that Halloween party if he's not vaccinated because of the NFL. Not because of what I believe, because of what the league put in place.
He was standing up to the league saying, you're not going to be a dictatorship.
That's lying to make sure that he's able to do something he's not allowed to do.
Aren't you one of the people that is huge on my body, my choice?
Yes.
So now Aaron Rodgers doesn't get that same type of support.
Could you guys try not to talk over each other? It's better radio if you just wait for the other person to stop.
Well, I just asked the question.
You love to spin this.
I asked the question. My body, my choice. Aaron Rodgers does it. Now everybody says he's a dink.
Nope. He should have said, no, guys, my body, my choice. I'm not getting vaccinated. Instead, he went up in front of all the media and said, I'm immunized.
Well, that's his belief.
I don't care about belief. I'm talking about what the rules were.
Oh, here we go. You don't care about beliefs
what
now.
What were the rules?
And we have this conversation the other day.
What were the rules?
About the hockey player and his religious beliefs.
I don't care about... Oh, my God.
I'm asking... I
might turn off my mic. This might be the day I walk off.
Really?
Wiggy.
Well, you could... You know what? That would be good because you could walk Harry rather than have the dog walker.
No dog walker needed this morning.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Wiggy, I'm not talking about religious beliefs or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the fact that he lied when the league put in place rules. That's what people are upset about.
Mm-hmm.
Not whether or not he believed he should be vaccinated. The fact that he lied about being vaccinated so he could do things that other players that were being honest were not
lied.
Able to do.
He never lied about being vaccinated because he never said he was vaccinated.
All
that's
right.
A lie.
We're never going to see.
Did Aaron Rodgers ever say he was vaccinated?
No, he said he was immunized.
Thank you. So he never lied.
What was his reasoning behind saying he was immunized?
It was the ayahuasca.
That's his belief, though.
It was dosing.
Microdosing. Can I ask one question?
Yes, Sean.
Were there people around the league and outside that watched the sport that thought Aaron Rodgers was a dink prior to COVID?
Yes.
Yes.
Not as many, though.
Well, his family did,
so. Right. Well, anyway, Aaron Rodgers says he is being painted as a villain. I guess he really isn't a villain. He's being painted as a villain.
He is, though.
Imagine your parents not liking you and you saying, no, I'm just being painted
out. There's a lot of family members that don't get along.
Emergency top five greatest villains in film.
I thought going to say family members that hate me.
The Joker, number one.
Well, Joker, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Shine.
100%, it's Heath Ledger's Joker number one.
Not even a question.
Thanos might be number two.
Ooh, good one. That is good. That is a good one.
I am inevitable.
Villain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it Michael Myers?
Isn't he?
No. Yeah.
I mean the guy's been a villain since the 70s.
What was that Jack Nicklaus movie?
What about Freddy Krueger?
Well, not as Michael Myers has been doing this since the 70s.
Hey, let me ask you, Gwiggy. When did Michael Myers win an Oscar?
Why, did Thanos win an Oscar?
Heath Ledger did.
In the Twitch chat, Joey D. Scott suggests Voldemort.
Ooh.
So correct. Oh, my! How did I let that go? You are so right.
Yeah.
What maybe. About Jack Nicholson's Joker?
Not as good.
Greg is the Voldemort of sports talk.
What was the the horror movie he was in, though? Was it The Shining, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one of the best villains ever, though.
That his character in The Shining is all-time villain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think you're missing one, Greg. Ivan Drago. He killed Apollo Creed.
Yes. Yeah,
true. Right. Wait. Yeah. You have Ivan Drago, carrot sign facing Mr. T?
No. See, I always think I think Rocky III is the best because Clubber Lang.
There also
and Mickey,
has to be some
Nick
female
dies.
Villains.
I just got a text from Nick Stevens. What about Darth Vader?
All right, 50.
What were you going to say, Curtis? Sorry.
I was going to say, what's the guy's name? The husband in Titanic. He was a real douche.
Oh, you're talking about...
Zane?
Yeah, Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, yeah.
What about Billy Zabka in The Karate Kid?
He jumped on the boat when they said women and children.
He grabbed a baby. He grabbed someone else's baby. Yeah.
Greg will like this one. What's the actress, because you wanted a woman, from Misery? What the hell was her name?
Oh, Kathy Bates.
Character in Misery.
That's
great. Right, yeah, that's good. Ursula, Cruella. Those are my favorite female villains.
Coming up, we will get Dante Scarnecchia as a guest. Real quick, we got to get to this.
And now.
What are we doing?
Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. They take the work out of your work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Curtis, today's What Are We Doing question has been suggested by a listener, is that correct?
Yeah, a great listener, J.R. LaPointe, who sent this to me yesterday to Curtis WEEI on Instagram. A big landmark achievement for Mayor Mitchell in New Bedford, taxpayer-funded $21 million pedestrian footbridge to the MBTA station in New Bedford. The bridge will provide a walkway over the JFK Boulevard between Purchase Street and the station to ensure a safe walking route. Mm-hmm. $21 million for a bridge to nowhere, literally, because the T is never on time.
I mean, are there enough people taking the MBTA currently to warrant a bridge?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
and of course, as J.R. LaPointe mentioned to me, you know, if it's $21 million, it's definitely going to end up costing over $30
million
for an effing footbridge.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a footbridge. Yeah. $21 million.
And isn't that like a commuter rail stop?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's not like even in the subway system type of deal.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So another brilliant decision by our locally elected officials. $21 million to have people walk to a train that's rarely there.
Okay. All right. That is What Are We Doing with Chris Curtis. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins are in Florida taking on the Lightning. Puck drop at 7 p.m. tonight. We have Mike Milbury on the show this morning to talk all things Bees. While the Celtics are hosting the Knicks at the TD Garden, tip is at 7:30. And it's just Marcus Smart on the injury report. All others are good to go to play. So, Shime, putting any money down tonight on either of these teams?
Let's hammer Lasheim on both games, please.
Yeah, I'm absolutely betting on the Bruins. You're getting them at -115. This is almost an even line, which doesn't make any sense to me. The Bruins have won by more than a goal. They've won by two goals in both games in Tampa and at home. And tonight, you should get Ullmark in net. And Vasilevsky has been straight up bad the last three games.
Okay.
So give me the Bruins, definitely. And with the Celtics, I'm actually going to go with the total in this one. I don't want to lay the points at the Celtics. I know they've lost two in a row. They'll probably bounce back. They'll probably bounce back strong. Instead, I'm going to go with the over 226.5. I think a lot of points get scored, so I'll take the over.
Over 226.
Yep.
Celtics been below average, way below average, last couple games when it comes to scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think scoring will be up in this one.
Okay.
I think you'll see a surge.
Okay.
All right, well, when it comes to football, just quickly, we talked about the Shrine Bowl coaching staff yesterday. No Steve Belichick was listed. Tommy Curran tweeted yesterday that Steve Belichick is indeed on the coaching staff for the Shrine Bowl. Some eyebrows raised that he wasn't listed. I'm told it was an oversight by the Shrine folks. So believe that or not, but it seems like Steve Belichick will be in attendance. The NFC and AFC championship games are set Sunday at 3. We've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly, and at 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site for this one. It's going through Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes was a full participant at practice yesterday. He says he is good to go with that ankle.
Reminder, no excuses allowed.
It's already built in.
Nope. Reminder that both these games can be heard right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or on the Odyssey app. A weird story out of Michigan. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Blake Corum is taking to social media talking about how his car was stolen from a garage in Ann Arbor. It's a white Camo wrapped Camaro. Ethan has a photo of it for Twitch. He's filed a police report. Folks immediately started saying, oh, you poor kid, you got it from your NIL deal. He said, nope, his parents used their hard-earned money.
Oh, he got it through the Curtis method.
His
parents got it.
No, he said it was a graduation present from high school, and he's had it. The car...
Well, Greg never had a graduation present from high school.
What is that? What does he have his own logo on it?
Yeah, there's a logo and everything. I don't know why you would ever steal that. Unfortunately, inside there was, you know, Michigan items. So he wants it back. Clearly, I don't think he ever
will.
It's
like the DB from Philly's car got stolen.
Hold on. Douche move ruling. Putting your own logo on your vehicle when you're a college football player, yes or no? Douche move.
No.
Douche
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolute no.
Douche move. That car is a douche move.
It's like a speed racer or something.
See, the problem is you guys don't understand good swag. Like, for a college kid who's up and coming, who's, you know, he's trying to floss a little bit, he's trying to get some shine, like, that's what it's all about.
Douche move. Wait till you make the pros.
I bet if he wears a gold chain, that's a douche move, too.
Not what anyone was saying.
All right.
Looking for a great value for lunch? Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Friday until 4 p.m. and enjoy their new flatbread lunch combo starting at just $9.99. The 99, always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
52 degrees and cloudy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There you go, Wiggy. That's for you from Chime. Since you could only name one Beach Boys song earlier this
morning. And who played drums for the Beach Boys? Was it John Stamos?
Later on, it was John Stamos.
Yeah, I like that little Beach Boys knowledge I got.
Yeah, it's because you probably watched Full House.
No, I wasn't a Full House fan.
Hey. Your kids did.
No, my kids didn't watch Full House. We were Family Matters.
Little nugget from Wiggy. All right. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And then it is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20. But right now on the Harbor One hotline, able to join us this morning, obviously because he does not have any pickleball scheduled for this morning. It is the great Dante Scarnecchia. Hello, Dante.
Good morning. And it was Dennis Wilson that played drums for the Beach Boys.
See, there you go.
I know John Stamos sat in it at one point in time.
Did you?
Yeah, it was after Dennis got whacked by the Manson gang.
Yeah, oh. That's correct. Yeah, the Charlie Manson and his crew were trying to hang around with them.
Okay.
And that's how Manson started writing music, if I remember correctly.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yes. Quentin Tarantino movie based off of that.
Top five band
there
for you?
There you go.
Dante, the Beach Boys top five band for you?
I love the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson, absolute genius. They were spectacular.
Was Bill a big music guy? Did you and Bill ever sit around the office and listen to tunes on Spotify?
So we never sat around and listened to him, but Bill loves music and, you know, has special people that he likes to listen to. You know, I'm sure in his office he does, but we weren't like sitting around a campfire yucking it up over great sounds and all that.
So the two of you would never get into the car and you're driving and Bill says, I got the ox.
No, you never did. No, because okay. We didn't drive around that much together.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, listen, I'm pretty excited about Bill O'Brien and what that means for this Patriots team. You've had a couple days to think about it and analyze it. What do you make of it?
I think Bill's really a good football coach. You know, he's paid his dues. He's coached in college a long time and had success in college, not as a head coach, but as a coordinator. And, you know, then we got him up here, and he did a really good job for us after Josh left as the coordinator. And Colin plays, very creative guy, very tough guy, you know. And you know, like a lot of us, he's got one of those hair-trigger tempers. And, in fact, nickname is Teapot.
Oh.
I don't know.
Why? Because he could... What, like you go off at any time?
You know those teapots, man. They get hot and they start whistling and they get real hot.
Dante, with that being said, with that, you know, there are a lot of coaches that have that type of mentality where they can, you know, get hot and go off real quick. But it almost seems like maybe today's athlete, you got to handle them a little bit different. I know Mac Jones has said he wanted to be coached hotter. How does a guy, you know, as a coach who comes from that type of background, kind of deal with players that you might can't be as hot on them because you don't want them to go into like this mental funk?
You know, Jermaine, honestly, I think in coaching and teaching, whatever it is, I think you just got to be yourself. In radio broadcasting, you got to be yourself. Whatever you are, that's what you have to be. And so, you know, to your question, you know, in this day and age with these players, do you acquiesce to the players or the players acquiesce to you? Or is it somewhere in between? And I just think this. I think, you know, Billy's going to be who Billy is, and that's not a bad thing. And, you know, maybe sometimes I guess we could learn to be a little bit more tactful and you know, and when we get into situations that cause the teapot to blow up. But, you know, and I'm that way. I was that way the whole time. And but I just think this, you know, players want to be coached and they want to learn how to do their jobs as well as they can do it. And, you know, and I think coaches got to be themselves and, you know, arrive at a happy point.
Dante, whether they've had the title in the past or not, for Mac Jones, the first three seasons of his football career in the pros have had now a different offensive coordinator. That whether they're very talented OCs or not, that's a lot of change for a young quarterback. How much do you think that'll affect him mentally going into this season?
You know, Courtney, this is the one thing about Billy that I wonder the most, and it's not necessarily about him. It's going to be, how are they going to put all this together? And you all can understand what I'm going to say. 2 years ago, you know, they had a system in place that was in there for 20 years with Josh. And then, you know, and then they made the changes this past year and they changed a lot of things, the terminology, the way, you know, they were protecting the quarterback. They changed a lot of things. And a lot of that came probably as a mandate from Bill and maybe their own desire to make things different. And so now you're going into your point, Courtney, with your third coordinator relative to Mac Jones. And is Bill's terminology, Billy's terminology, going to be the same as it was with Josh, okay? Or is it going to be what they had last year and then grow to it? Or is he going to put in something completely different? And, yes, there is a learning curve every time you put something new in. and especially an entire system. So if, you know, if Billy O decides that he wants to do the stuff and terminology that, you know, that Mac was raised on here in his first year, then that would probably be a good thing. If he decides, you know, we're going to make things completely different that I'm more comfortable with and the players can get, then that's what he's going to do. So I just hope for Mac's sake, you know, that it's the learning curve is, you know, not a steep one, and one that he can quickly grasp and the others can quickly grasp and move on and hopefully have a lot of success.
Dante, it was really interesting the way the team announced that they were negotiating with Jerod Mayo. Do you think he is the next head coach in waiting?
You know, I think you can speculate to that. You know, why do it? You know, why make this whole point, you know, and we don't want this guy to take interviews. We want him to stay here. What are you grooming him here to stay for? I mean, he's really, he and Steve, I'm sure, work hand in hand with the defense. Steve's calling the defense. So where does that leave Jerod in the whole process? Does it mean that, you know, ultimately if Steve goes on and moves, then you have Jerod in place? Or does it mean something bigger? All we can do is sit and speculate about that.
Dante, when you look at the offensive line, you're going to have some guys that are going to be free agents. You know, obviously Isaiah Wynn, Yadni Kajust. There are going to be some positions, Trent Brown, we don't know what that situation is going to be. What's the most important thing for them, this coaching staff, front office, to do this year? Is it to try to potentially go out and grab a free agent to put alongside Cole Strange on their left side, or get another
Trent Brown? I'm just thinking about this pickleball-wise, would probably be good because he just stands there, like doesn't move at all. he could block half the court.
If he stands, it's more than half. Trust me, it's more than half. Okay? Because his body's 4 feet wide anyways, and his arms are 36 inches each. I mean, come on, man. That's a lot of space. But I'm not sure. You know, that ball moves pretty fast. I think he'd probably take a lot more body blows than he would getting it back. So, you know, it all evens out. But to your point, Jermaine, look, you got to do everything you can to improve the team, and specifically to the offensive line. You know, it's a lot easier to keep the guys you got if you possibly can, coach them up, get them better, get them to play the way that you want them to play, as opposed to, well, let's go out and get this free agent over here. That free agent stuff, you know, it sounds good, but, you know, if you want to get a really good one, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. And I like, personally, you know, I like getting them in the draft as young, and maybe they're a little bit inexperienced, but they're a lot easier to train and get them to do the things you want them to do because they're far more impressionable and not, you know, used to doing things their own way.
So, Dante, one of the most impressive things that has sort of come from the end of the Patriots' 20 years of winning titles every other year has been to watch the other teams that win basically blow up immediately after one title. And I'm just curious to get your mindset of why you guys were so able to replicate success that seems to be impossible for every other team in the NFL.
I remember when we went to the Super Bowl with Raymond Berry and unfortunately played the Chicago Bears. But at any rate, you know, we won three playoff games on the road, went to the Super Bowl, and the next year we didn't practice. We didn't prepare the way that we had done the year before. And I think that there is a malaise that settles in upon teams that have some success, and all of a sudden they're not as hungry, they're not as inspired, you know, and maybe, you know, the key guy in a lot of cases, that quarterback, you know, he doesn't work as hard, or he's the guy that works harder, and then he sets the tempo for the team to be as good. Example, you know, Mahomes, example, Burrow. I mean, those guys are unbelievable. And so, you know, and Tom for all those years. I mean, when we all got back together after, quote, the off season, we worked hard in the off season as coaches, and the players worked hard in the off season as players to say, look, that was last year. Well, this is this year. we're being hunted. We've got to take all these challenges on and not just get so enamored with ourselves that we got this all figured out. That's the worst. The worst words that ever are ever said in all of sports is "I got it," because the truth is you don't got it, and you gotta earn it all over again, and you gotta prepare all over again to be the best that you can be. And if you do that, then maybe you will get it. But you know, sometimes it gets taken for granted.
Dante, if you were a head coach picking a quarterback right now, would you take Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes?
How could you go wrong flipping a coin and taking either one of them? I mean, really, are you telling me that's like saying, would you want $1 million or $1 million? I mean, how can you lose? They're dynamic players. They're amazing players. They can move. They can create. And they're not dumb. When they run down the field, they're looking for a place to slide real fast.
Yeah.
And that's the way those guys are. And I mean, to have guys like that, and really, Josh Allen's the same way. So I just think it's although Josh Allen, he ain't sliding for nothing. He's trying to jump over people. But that's got to end pretty fast, I think. But at any rate, you know, those guys are so invaluable and such great, great players. And everybody aspires to get one. But the problem with it is there's not 32 of those guys walking the face of the earth.
Let me ask you about one other guy. Theoretically, how do you think Aaron Rodgers would get along with Bill Belichick?
I think they'd get along great. I really do. And I think that Aaron's a great player. I mean, he's proven it every year. He's unbelievable. He can throw the football like all the rest of them can. And he can move in the pocket, and he can move out of the pocket and find those guys down the field. His vision's off the chart. But, you know, okay, that's one thing, but you're gonna give him $40 million?
Well, you keep mentioning the amount of money guys are making, and not to put words in your mouth, Dante, because you're far smarter than I am, but Bill Belichick at the conclusion of the season pointed out openly that they ranked 27th in total spending over the last 3 years, which seemed to be totally out of character for him to openly discuss finances with the media. Is there a feeling in that building that they're not allowed to go after the high-paid guys, even if they can fit it under the cap?
I think, I'm going to give you a very honest answer here. I think that they have done the greatest job of managing the money that goes out and the money that they're allotted to spend, and they've never been in salary cap hell. And salary cap hell is where you got to cut players to keep players, you know, to get under the cap. And I think that that's really, really a hard thing to do. And they've done a great job of managing that. But in the same vein, you know, they had a quarterback that was willing to take less for a long period of time in order to keep the team really, really good. You just have to look at it and say, you know, are we willing to, you know, all right, example, LA Rams, spend it all, get rid of your draft choices to win one championship. And what's the future look like now for them, you know? And you just got to be careful with that stuff. And, you know, like I read online today, you know, the Giants are determining between Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley because it's going to be hard to keep them both. Because that's the economics of the National Football League. It's a hard cap, and you can't get around it.
Oh, I disagree, Dante. If you guarantee money, then you lose. Then the money comes off the cap. It's just about the amount of money that owners are willing to spend.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, the way I've always seen it is it's not that way, you know. Otherwise, I think a lot of people would buy into that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm off base on this.
Well, yeah, I mean,
desk for 20 years, and they were all saying, you can't have that guy, but you can have this guy, and you have to make a choice.
Well, who are you? You just coached in the league. Curtis watches every week.
No.
The head coach of the team said that it didn't matter. I don't know. Bill Belichick's been around for a bit.
Yeah, he's been coaching since the mid-'80s. What do you know?
All right, Dante, always a pleasure. Unbelievable.
My pleasure. Hey, Greg, let me know when that pickleball thing's going to come up because I got to put it on this calendar. My little brown-eyed woman I live with. If this ain't on the calendar, I ain't going to be there.
Ooh, are you calling for a brown-eyed girl rejoin from Van Morrison? We could do that coming up. And I will tell
you
this.
Put it on there. It's no problem.
I was at an unnamed pickleball place yesterday in the city talking about doing the show Flex Friday with you as our guest. So I will have a date for you soon, okay?
Great, man. Look forward to it.
Okay. And you and I will go head-to-head. I played a little tennis back in the day.
Will have your number.
I used to work at the Weston Racquet Club. I don't know if anybody knows that or not. I was a bartender.
Oh, Helen, you must be great.
Yeah.
I heard that the girls used to fight over you at that place.
Yes, they did. That's where I met Jen Hill.
Yep.
And that changed my life forever. All right, Dante.
There you go.
Dante, I can't wait to see you, and thank you, as always, for joining us. You're the best.
I look forward to it. Take care, you guys.
All right. That is the great Dante Scarnecchia.
Loves Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes,
that's all I got out of that.
I think he said that the cap is very important, not the cap is crap.
I'm kind of on Curtis's side because...
Oh, where were you when the interview was going on?
I was too busy laughing.
No, I was getting ready to say, well, would you have five or six years of what the Rams had, getting to two Super Bowls and winning one, and then maybe things falling apart on you, or would you want, all right, 10 years of a good cap but no success?
By the way, the Rams suck because they are injured.
That's
if
true.
Matthew Stafford wasn't hurt, they're probably a playoff team.
And Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and Cooper Kupp.
I think Cooper Kupp was the offensive player of the year last year in the NFL.
Yeah, he was.
Kind of important. I think Matthew Stafford was a Super Bowl MVP.
Correct.
So you lose those two guys, nothing to do with the cap, but keep doing Robert Kraft's job for him by saying they don't need to spend money.
Coming up next, we'll get to the news. And why a mom is suing a school that won't allow her to volunteer anymore could not be any more Florida, not like the rest of us. So we'll get to that. And also the dumbest of the day, what a college hoop referee did mid-game means that he is potentially my soulmate. All that coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
802 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm sobbing. 802 text. I think that's Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont texter is sobbing. Because Dante called his wife at home his brown-eyed girl.
He is what you want in a husband and a father for
really?
Your children. Like,
that's
he
him.
Is just everything.
The man is a class act.
Yes.
You notice he addresses everyone on the show by name.
Yep.
He does.
Class act.
Yeah.
Class act.
And he didn't blow up that much when I remember playing for him as a coach. Like,
he wasn't angry all the time?
No. Like,
he wasn't a teapot?
No. And that was some interesting comments, like how Billy O is a teapot.
Mm.
And I wonder how that works with the players in today's game. You know, if we're talking about players have issues with the way the offense is called, their roles, you know, Jack Jones is getting up and, you know, yelling at Bill Belichick. It's going to be interesting to see because that if he's saying that's who Billy O is.
I know you're all worried about Mac Jones, and Mac Jones is going to have to go into his deep breathing exercises if Billy O'Brien yells at him. I think Mac, as Dante said, and Mac has said, he wants to be coached harder, but he wants to be coached harder by somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, but was that also just a way to take a shot at Matt Patricia?
Right.
He thought Matt Patricia was a boob. And so if you, Shyam, somebody comes down here and they're telling you how to produce a radio show and they don't know what they're talking about, are you going to listen to that or are you going to be annoyed by it?
No, I'm going to be annoyed by it, but so I understand why he would take a shot at Matt Patricia, but saying he wants to be coached harder is just a way for him to take a shot at Matt Patricia with it like being veiled and him outright going against his coaches. And getting coached hard by Josh McDaniels may be very different than getting coached hard by Bill O'Brien.
What I always say, the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
That's what
they say. And the video's coming out now of Bill O'Brien's time with Tom Brady when they got into it on the sidelines. Like, imagine that. And Mac Jones?
Oh, what do they say?
He's not a wilting flower.
But what do they say about Alabama?
He does deep breathing exercises.
Okay. Craig, what do they say about Alabama? Alabama
is hot in the summer.
It is hot in the summer.
The grass is always green.
No. Knee high to a grasshopper, right? But they say... They say that the University of Alabama and that football program is like a professional football program. What has been the sediment coming out of there since Billy O has been gone and how players weren't able to handle the way he coached? So now you get to the NFL, and if you got guys like, you know, Kendrick Bourne, other players who are getting absolutely – if he's willing to go back and forth with Brady, the greatest of all time, at a point in time when Brady was at the height of his career – what do you think he's going to do with everybody else?
Right. He's going to say, stay in your place. You know, that's what I was trying to say with that video. It's like Brady's at the pinnacle of his career. They're screaming at each other on the sideline. Right. He didn't back down.
And
he's
he
not going to back
coming.
Down with anybody now. I think when it came to Alabama, though, the players weren't just mad that he was coaching hard. They were mad that whether they won or lost, right, he was still giving it to them hard.
Yeah.
That's the issue for a lot of players. Right. Like, we just won a game. Why are you on my ass?
All right. Well, interesting stuff from Dante Scarnecchia this morning. Coming up at 8:20, Mike Milbury right now. Time for this.
It's time for...
And he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it.
The news.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I am going to ride the Bailey Zappi train, and I'm going to ride it hard.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Actually,
On WEEI.
Well, we have to start in Duxbury, a terrible, tragic story there. Police officers were called to a house in Duxbury on Monday night, and the reports were that there were a five-year-old and a three-year-old strangled to death. They were transported to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. A third child, a seven-month-old, was also transported to the hospital. He's currently fighting for his life. The mother is the one accused of doing this. She then apparently jumped out of a window, tried to commit suicide. She is in the hospital right now. Her status is really unclear. Every report I see, they're not really saying how she's doing at the hospital. Arrest warrants have been issued for Lindsay Clancy, the mom, who was a nurse at MGH, for two counts of homicide and three counts each of strangulation and assault and battery with a deadly weapon. She's under police custody at the hospital right now. This is as tragic of a story as I think you could get. Apparently, the dad came home from picking up dinner, found this scene. The reports are that she was suffering from postpartum psychosis, which I didn't even know was a thing. You know, you hear about postpartum depression. This is on a whole nother level. Apparently, you can suffer from hallucinations and delusions. This is a polarizing story, obviously, because it's so tragic. Also, you have people that are saying, you know, moving forward a conversation about mental health when it comes to mothers after they give birth.
Yeah.
And people don't like that either. I think Christina Rex, who's a reporter at BZ, has done a great job covering this on Twitter right now. And at the end of all of her tweets, she is posting the helpline if you are a woman who's currently pregnant or just had a baby, and that's 1-8-339-HELP, the number 4, moms.
Yeah, I mean, awful all around, like you said. And it's Curtis brings it up all the time. There's a serious mental health issue in this country, and we have to figure out lots of different ways to deal with it.
I can't begin to process the husband coming home with dinner and you walk into the most horrific scene that could ever exist in any home at any time.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why not everybody is meant to have kids. Like, kids don't mean they're going to change your thought process.
Well, no, but this is her third child. It seems like there was some type of chemical imbalance after she had this third one that led to this terrible thing. To think of the entire situation, if she was dealing with this postpartum psychosis, and Curtis and I were talking about this before the show, her husband, the dad, probably thinking, oh, she's telling me to go get dinner. We're finally maybe on the other side of this. To come home to that scene, you have to think of him, of this poor 7-month-old who's in the hospital fighting for his life. Yeah. The entire Duxbury community, I think, is rallying around the family.
Yeah. Good.
Good. But yeah. That's the big story, and that's probably going to be the big story nationwide. Michelle Wu spoke yesterday in her first State of the City address. We talked yesterday about how she's trying to help the housing crisis, whether it's rent control or whatever. She's speaking directly to local builders, and she wants to cut them a deal if they work with her.
Okay.
Here's what she had to say.
We'll deploy every tool, every strategy, and every resource to create more housing that residents can actually afford. Local builders, work with us to design high-quality, affordable homes that enhance the surrounding neighborhood, and we'll give you the land for free.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, really?
So she's saying, work with me, I'll give you the land
for free. Wow, we're just going to give the city of Boston has all this land that we could sell, and we're just going to give it away for free?
Wow, that is.
I don't know how that works.
You get a plot of land. You get a plot of land.
That's unbelievable. So
yeah, that was her Oprah moment chime.
Nobody owns the land, huh?
You remember in like social studies in middle school, like you did your fake presidential elections? It feels like we did that, but she never was told that this is real. Like, she actually won and has to govern, but has never really done any of this before.
You got one part of the word right, social. So we're giving now. Can you build anything? I'd like to build some igloos.
You can build anything.
Can you build
want.
Any kind of like? Can you build any style home that you want?
Yep.
If you get the land for
as long
free.
As it's high end and sustainable, yeah. Greg. Okay.
As long as it passes inspection.
You would want an igloo, like all those restaurants that have the nice brunch setups with the igloos.
I don't know if the igloo. I mean, the climate, the temperature of the climate is rising at a rapid pace. The igloo is probably not a good idea.
Those are endangered.
I didn't know the city owned so much land.
Yeah.
I know. Wow, I know. And they're good, just giving it away.
That's it. How can that's I get great. In on this?
God, why did Mayor Walsh do this? What a putz.
How can I get in on some free
what about,
land?
Maybe you sell the land, and then you get that money, and you give it back to the taxpayers. Maybe you could do that. Would that be an alternate way to look at this?
That's silly.
Would that be maybe you give it back to the businesses, and then they could hire more people, and then people would have jobs, and they could pay for their apartment.
A question for a friend. Can you protest around the new buildings or only during the day?
Great. All right. We have the rest of the news coming up, including the dumbest of the day and what a college referee did mid-game, which means he is most likely my soulmate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.